Hi, backstage. This is Talking Smut, and I thought I'd give an attempt at the Sexy Times questionnaire. So I'll try and be as open and honest as I can be. Please bear in mind, though, that I'm not naming names or providing too much detail. So question number one, when did you lose your virginity? Well, I was 19. And there was an incident the year before where I might have, but we were both very drunk. Neither of us remembered what had happened the night before. And we woke up together, but that's no indication that anything really happened. So we decided on, after a bit of thoughtful investigation, that nothing had. So yes, I was 19. Number two, rough sex or soft and tender? Yes, please. Both. Why not? It depends on the moment and the mood and the partner. Some people prefer soft and tender. I don't really have a preference. Well, that's not strictly true. I do like building things up until actually the only thing you can do is fuck. And that's not a soft and tender experience, but, that's what happens when you build somebody up and just keep teasing and tormenting for hours on end, which is too much fun to be denied. Anyway, do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? I have no fetishes. I have a number of kinks. They're not unusual. Weirdest place you've had sex? America. America is a very odd place. Don't let Americans tell you different, world. Americans, your country is lovely. You are lovely. But parts of it are just fucking odd. They are. You know where they are too. And I've been there. So, yes. Favourite sex position? I'd have to say doggy, probably. If I was forced to choose, because if somebody says, hey, would you like to have a sex in this position? I'm saying, well, yes, please. Yeah. Well, it depends on who's asking, obviously, but, if the right person asks, then my answer is always going to be, sounds good to me. Favourite cuddle position? It depends. Everyone likes spooning. But there is something very nice about having someone curl up next to you or on you, throwing an arm over you and what have you. That's kind of nice. I like that. And also, being quite a large person, quite a tall person, it's very difficult for people to get sort of face to face with me and be comfy. So, I like when my smaller partner just curls up on me like a tiny animal. That never happens. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? It's not a question of liking being dominant. I am. And I couldn't submit without laughing. So that's going to ruin the mood for everybody. I mean, there's just no way. There's just no way. No. Although it's a pleasant thought. I don't think I could. No, I would. I would annoy a dom very, very much. Have you ever had any one-night stands? Yes, I have. And they were not fun, and they are not being repeated ever. One-night stands just don't do it for me. I need a connection. Otherwise, the sex is just not very fun. Sex on the bed, the couch, or the floor? Again with the oral business. Yes, please, is the answer. Wherever the mood strikes you, because, obviously, the floor is a lot harder on the knees than the couch or the bed. But sometimes you just need a horizontal surface, and the floor is generally always there. Have you ever been caught masturbating? Yes, I have. If so, by whom? A parent. Would you ask them to join? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Nor, I think, would they have wanted to. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Yes, I have. I don't propose to talk about where particularly, but it was, yes, it was, it brings back memories. I shall move swiftly on. What does your favourite sexy underwear look like? And if you're a man, what could she or he wear to turn you on? My favourite sexy underwear, that I wear? I don't. Please turn up naked. It's much, 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 much simpler. What could my partner wear to turn me on? Any lingerie. The fact is, I don't ask people to wear lingerie for me. If you're going to wear it because it makes you feel powerful, hot, sexy, in charge, or whatever you need to feel. Do it because of what it does for you, not for me. That way, you will automatically be a whole hell of a lot sexier, and that will translate over to your partner, because that'll make you feel good, and that'll mean better sex. And also, it's a way of communicating. So if you turn up to the bedroom in the power outfit, and he notices or she notices and goes, ooh, it's that time of the day, is it? Well, that's a good thing, right? So yeah. How often do you have sex? As often as possible. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? Again, with the or, why is this a binary choice? The answer to that is yes, please. I mean, you can do both at the same time. Obviously, it's somewhat harder to concentrate, but, you know, adapt, practice, why not? I like giving and receiving in equal measure. So that's always nice. Although, let's say, that's a good enough answer. I'll go with that. I don't need to overcomplicate or overthink things. Is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Yes, she is my girlfriend. And, yeah, I mean, that's the obvious answer, isn't it? But it happens to be the true one. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex. I went to sleep on someone. Not literally on them. It was late. It had been a long and busy day. And we were both horny but tired. So we thought we'd see what happened. So we crawled into bed and we started foreplay. And there was kissing and cuddling and touching. And I got into the point where hands were wandering and they were very rude and lovely things being said into my partner's ear. And then I gently and gradually nodded off, wasn't really aware of what was going on. And when I went to sleep, my mouth kept moving. My brain supplied words, but they were not good words. They were any words that the brain could find and just pushed them out of my mouth. My partner very definitely noticed about that at that point and kind of shoved me. So I woke up, but that was the sign that it was time to stop and just give in to the inevitable, slide into the arms of Morpheus. Where are we? Oh, that's the embarrassing thing. A song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. I wouldn't. Because if you're listening to a song, you're not paying attention to your partner. And if it's hard, rough, or kinky, you need to be listening. Because you need to gauge where your partner is and what's going on, especially if you're in charge. So while it might be nice to throw on a bit of Einstein and Neubach or something like that, for something hard and Germanic and industrial for kinky sex, it's really not a good idea. Also, if the song matters more to you than what your partner's experiencing, you're doing it wrong. A song you'd listen to during slow, soft, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Again with this, why do you need music for this? You don't. It's not a movie. You're actually doing it. Just pay attention. Everything will be so much better if you just stop and listen. You don't need some R&B singer in your head while you're trying to make passionate love to your beautiful woman. You know, the sounds that she makes should be music enough. Oh, God, was that cringy enough? I think it was. Let's see. Are you into dressing up for sex? Yes. Depends what you want to dress as. I mean, I quite like dressing as a pirate. Not for sex, just because. And, well, who wouldn't? I mean, they get great hats. Dressing up for sex, yes. In all seriousness, yes. Because if that's something that helps set a mood or an atmosphere, if it creates a moment, absolutely, costume is important. Sex can be quite theatrical. If you want it to be. And costume's a big part of that, so why not go the whole hog? Would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Neither, thank you. I've tried both. I'm quite tall, so sex in the bath is basically not going to happen for me. Unless it's quite a large bath. I mean, there was one that I was in a suite in Caesar's Palace in Vegas. That was big enough for me to lie full length and just kind of float around. So yes, that would be wonderful. But you don't get those in houses, so The shower also difficult. Water doesn't make great lube, so, and it tends to ruin natural lubrication as well. So maybe not. It's fun for foreplay, and it's fun for playing and touching and getting in the mood, but it's not so great for actually, at least not in my experience. Have you ever had a threesome? If not, would you? I have. Communication is really important in these things. So, you know, preparation beforehand, going into a situation, knowing that that's on the table. All of these things, not literally on the table, although that can happen. Well, anyway, being prepared for it, very important, because I was not prepared either time they happened, and they were not great experiences for me. They were pretty good for the other people involved, I have to say, but not for me. So, would I do it again? Probably not. Probably not. I don't feel that I would want to share my current partner ever with anybody, because I'm quite possessive like that. Mine. Just mine. And also, I don't want my attention to be divided between people, because the other side of being mine is that you're my sole focus. So, where are we? If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? Well, that's a good question. I'm going to say my girlfriend, because obviously, and she may well listen to this, and if I don't say that, then, you know. But actually, that's the true answer. Anyone, though, that's very open. I know that, let's see, I know I've often spoken about the charms of Tilda Swinton, who I'm not sure has sex like a human being. I know she's clearly some kind of alien, so I want to find out what that would be like, because Tilda Swinton, I mean, oh my god. And Helena Bonham Carter, just because that woman looks is a favourite actress and looks delightful and always has. So and I would very much not like to have sex, but have a martini with, oh, it doesn't matter. Would you use a sex toy? Well, depending on your definition of sex toy, yes. I mean, yes, I would, obviously. Well, not obviously. I don't know why I keep saying that. Yes, I would, especially if it helped the moment or did something fun. My definition of sex toy is fairly broad and includes a variety of kink-based implements. So, yes. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text or picture? I have sent many dirty texts. Not to, people that I've been seeing at the time, or, you know, that sort of thing. So, yes, done that. Is there anything you do after sex? Depends what the session's been like. Depends what the sex was like. Sometimes what you want to do after sex is have more sex. sometimes it is time to get up and have a shower, or basically the one thing that I always do is go to the bathroom. Get yourself cleaned up. And, that sort of thing. It's only polite. But, drinking and just very occasionally smoking. And there have been times when I've done the terrible male cliche thing and wandered off to find a sandwich. But, you know, I'd been busy, so I was hungry. Would you have sex with your best friend? I imagine that he would object very strenuously to that. So, no. I know I'm supposed to say my girlfriend's my best friend, but I don't count her as that. I've got some very clear compartmentalization issues here. Best friends are people, and she doesn't really count as people in the same way that other people do. It's complicated, and I'm not going to go into it any further than that. She's special. So she gets her own category of existence. Early morning sex or late at night sex? Yes, please. Again, with the binary, what's with you? Something that will never fail to get you horny. Well, to be honest, that is kind of my natural state of being when I'm happy and mentally upright. So the sun rising always gets me a little horny because new day. Hey, yippee. Favourite body part on him, her, and on myself. Right. My brain is my favorite body part. I really like my brain, and so do other people. I suspect that people quite like my eyes as well, because I've often been told so, which is always nice, and makes me think that the rest of me is potentially quite grim and hideous, because it rarely gets complimented. It's not strictly true, don't worry. That's not true at all, to be fair. Let's see. Favourite body part on her? Well, I'm spoiled for choice here, because she is gorgeous, and there are many things to like about her. Many, many, many. So, I'm going to say favourite body part on her is all of them, thank you. I don't want to isolate any one bit. That would quite ruin the overall effect. Also, it sounds like a weird shopping list. Is there any particular favourite body part on your partner? Why? Are you going to bring it to me in a box? No, no, no. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, yeah. Do you watch porn? Yes, I do. Not often these days, because it's got quite samey and dull. And because really good kink is hard to find. Very lame kink is, you know, dime a dozen. And I'm not into that at all. I'm very much more fond of well-produced porn, and there isn't much of it about. So, yeah, I mean, it's out there, and it's always fun when I find it. But very often, no, I don't. I'm more likely to read or listen to someone's audio, because there are a number of excellent performers on Gone Wild Audio, as we all know. And they've been kind enough to release all kinds of content that is very interesting and stimulating. So everyone should go immediately to check that out if they haven't already or recently. Yeah, so that was fun. I hope you enjoyed listening to that. I stumbled and bumbled my way. I've Hugh Granted my way through this whole thing, haven't I? It's all ridiculous. Thank you for listening.